been so good. My God, been so good. He been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. My God is awesome. Oh, my. Let us give God the praise today. Let's just bless God today. Because he woke us up this morning. Oh, we don't deserve it. But he woke us up this morning. He woke us up with a brand new and we gotta give him the praise. We gotta bless him. He is praised. If you can praise God, and I don't know why, because he has done so much for you. He has done so much for you. He won't. Want to bless the Lord. Oh, he is so good and worthy. I have to take my shoes off, sisters. I have to take my shoes off because I flow with the Holy Spirit. I flow with the anointing. Oh, my God. My name is Albertine Lewis, and the absent from Liberia, West Africa. I've been here king my adult life, and so I will never lose this accent. So I just pray and just ask that the Lord will just open my mouth that y'all will be able to understand me. That's my biggest worry sometimes. But I'm just so glad to be in the house of the Lord. I am just so blessed to be in the house of the Lord. I will try not to be, because I'm not a long speaker. I try to get to the point of stuff. But I am just so glad to be in this place. Oh, my God. You are so good. So, like I said, I'm Albertine Lewis. Grew up in Liberia. I think all my other life I spent it in America. I've been here over 20-some more years. And married with two kids. They're grown now, 24 and 18, about to go graduate from high school, going to college. But it's so funny, coming here to speak, it's a God thing. And that's why she said it's a God thing. Because I went to a conference in California. And I was in the conference, and they call it in gallery, where all people that wants to, you know, like ministers, pastors, leaders that wants more to know more about God. So you go, they have prophetic preaching and everything. And so I was in this conference, and the pastor prayed over me. And when he was done, I walked to go take my seat. And this other pastor walked with me, behind me, and said, "Sister, I just want to let you know, the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, I can see you holding a mic speaking to women. This conference is a little get-together, but you're going to be speaking." And, you know, to have his way, I said, "Lord, I accept. Whatever you want me to do, I will accept it." And so I came back home on Monday, flew back Monday, and I went to work Tuesday. And in the morning, trying to get my work done, and I got a text from Miss Leona. And she said, "Hey, my sister wants you to speak to the women, to the church." I'm not going to argue about it because I already have the revelation. You see, the revelation makes a difference. You see, when you don't have the revelation of things, you can't just get up and do stuff. And so, and I said, "Okay." I just tested her. I said, "You know what? It's just a confirmation. I will do it." So, and I just want to thank her for coming along, and my friend, Miss Linda. I call her Miss Linda, for coming along with me. But I just want to, you know, I've been asking God, what do you, I don't know the ladies over there. I don't know. What do you want me to say to them? What do you want me to say? And I've been praying. I've been praying on it. And all I could hear the Holy Spirit telling me is speak on worship. Worship. Because there's a lot of ladies. We love to worship on Sunday. And after Sunday, that's it. That's it. But so he turned, if you have your Bible, who brought, I call this my weapon, my passport, because this can take me to anywhere, you know, I can go. So, but I'm going to go read to the book of, we're going to do the book of Luke. We're going to do Luke 10th. I thought I had this already, but no, I don't think so. Oh my, let me take my glasses. You know, I'm kind of blind, so. I forgot all about that. I need my reading glasses. So, Luke 10, 38, and we go into the 42nd verse, and it says, it reads, while they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand. That's what my Bible says here. The Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. Praise the Lord. So as I was reading this, and I started looking at one thing that Jesus was doing, and this, you know, with the Word of God, it has the key to the Word of God is revelation, the knowledge of revelation. Sometimes we read the Bible, we read it, but if you don't have the knowledge and of the revelation of what Jesus is saying, it would just be in vain. So we have to ask, like we said, the Holy Spirit, you know, for God's knowledge of his word, and then we will understand it better. I have to learn this too. So I have to learn that the revelation makes a difference. And when it makes a difference, and it started off in Matthew, remember the intercounter with Matthew, in Matthew with Jesus and Peter, with his disciples when they were and traveling, and he turned around to them, he said, who do men say I am? And everyone say, oh, you this, and you the prophet, you know, the Messiah. And he turned to his disciples and he said, who do you say I am? Now you listen, see the revelation of this. So Peter said, thou art the Christ. Let me go back to that thing. I better not be rushing here so fast. Mess, okay. Thou art the Christ and the Son of the living God. So that's what he said. And Jesus said, Peter, Peter, you are right. Man did not reveal this to you, but it's my Father that revealed this to you. So you see, Peter didn't just jump up and say something. But because Jesus' Father revealed this to Peter. So that's the revelation there. So when you come to Martha and Mary, maybe you will ask me what this have to do with Martha and Mary. But that's the revelation. So it all started from Jesus asking Peter, who do men say I am? So the revelation here, what Jesus is talking about, and what I have been looking at and want to say this, is our worship versus our work and our serving. Women, after God's own heart, what do? We worship. We're supposed to worship. And when you say worship, worship means, as I will, if I can get all my little words together here, where's my glasses? Okay. Let's see where it is. Worship. What is true worship? It's the simplest, I will give you the simplest term that I got gathered. It's a worship is value and esteem ascribed to one who dwells in a condition or state of worthiness. So Jesus went, the story. Martha was occupied with her preparing. And there was nothing wrong with that. You got to prepare when somebody come. She was anxious. She wanted to prepare for her Lord. But Martha didn't get it. Because you see, Jesus could have failed the people. But he knew it was in the time. That's the revelation. He knew he had to teach before then. He do anything. He work his miracle. So now, but Martha wanted to serve before she went to Jesus' feet. So how many of us ladies go to Jesus' feet early in the morning or any time of the day? So good. Praise God, we got a few sisters here. So before you start your day, Jesus is telling us, I'm first. And I will always be first. And I want you to understand that you put everything in my hands because I own it all. So Martha, you're preparing. You know, it's okay, but you're preparing. I can feed thousands of people. I don't need your preparing right now. I need you to sit at my feet. You see, so sometimes we get so busy, we don't want to go to Bible study. We don't want to do things because we want to serve. We want to do first and do know how to even pray, teach, or even read God's word. So Martha, the revelation here is Jesus telling Martha, you are worried about so many things. You are too distracted to even realize that your sister is sitting at my feet. And where are you? You're busy doing stuff and making you angry and frustrated. So you see, this is what we do. And when you don't get up in the morning, you don't give your day to God, you don't go to Jesus' feet, you're going to be frustrated every day. So as soon as somebody says something to you, the God going to come all of you and you be like, who are you talking to? You're so angry. You're frustrated. And the Lord was telling me, you know, as the Holy Spirit started ministering to me, he said, and I have seen it in my own life, that women, he loves women, but we do not come to Jesus' feet first. We do not recognize him first, because that's his agenda, for us to be at his feet, for us to worship him, for us to be in our place. And I will try not to go all over the place, because sometimes I drift myself away. So even our Lord Jesus, and when we look at it, it's not only Martha and Mary were at his feet. I mean, at Jesus' feet. Even, that's why Jesus told us, that's why when God made us, he said, I make you in my own image and my likeness. So that whatever I do, I ask that you will obey me and do my will. That's all the Father's want, is for us to do his will. He don't want you to go satisfy somebody first and then come to him. No, he first. He is our first love. And so the Father, Jesus himself, when he was on this earth, he came down. He did not say, oh, my Father is God, and so he knows my heart. And so I'm just going to do whatever I have to do because I'm just here to die and for your sin. He did not have attitude like that. But because he was in God's likeness too, and he came as a man, so God wanted him to model the life that he wants his children to model. Right. And so, in doing so, Jesus had a motto. And so, when he get up, he goes to a quiet place and pray. And when you read Mark 1:30-35, it says Jesus woke up early in the morning, and he went to a quiet place and he prayed. So that tells me, let me know that Jesus, he talked to his Father before he went and start healing people, before he started working. So our work is the last thing we should do, but put God first. And so if Jesus modeled that, we as ladies, we have to model those example. And so Jesus went and prayed. After Jesus prayed, he went and preached. And preaching is teaching. He's teaching the word of God. And so he wants us as ladies, we pray, we read our word, and then we go and we can bless somebody with our word. Because when we're in his presence, everything going to be all right. No matter how the storm may come. But you will know that you have already been in God's presence and he got it all. And so that's what Revelation was about. He said, ladies, and just imagine when you look at worship, it's always leading to ladies that he's telling. Because he even met the woman at the well. And he told the lady, all I'm looking for is some worshiper that will worship me in the truth and in the spirit. So God wants us to give him our all. First, before we can do anything, before we can do our day, before we can go about and doing everything we can do, even to please men, but he wants us to please him first. And so Martha was on the other hand. She thought she was doing good. And can you imagine her so angry coming? Because Martha have lost the important thing. And the important thing was to be at Jesus' feet. And Mary did it. And that's why he said, it would never, Martha, what you have done. So I go back because I just love to read that. The 5th and 41 verse. So go back to Luke. I just kind of switched my Bible here. So I love to, if somebody there, can they just read that part or something? Yeah. Where 41.
And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.
And read 42. 42 was something.
One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
So it would not. Because you know what? When you are at Jesus' feet, nobody can take that. Nobody can take that anointing. Nobody can take that spirit-filled life of you. Nobody can take it away. Even when the devil tried to steal it, you would say, you're not going to steal my joy today, devil. Devil, you are not going to steal my joy today because I know where I've been and I know where I'm going. And so that's because God is letting us know when we put him first, nobody can take that away from us. Because the joy and the peace that we will have, no one can have it. No one can have it because unless they stay at the feet of Jesus. Because people will say, man, she always joyful. She always happy. What is wrong with her? People want to know what's wrong with you. Sometimes you come and some people say, oh, I can't speak to nobody until I get my coffee. Oh, I can't speak to nobody until I get my Diet Coke. You know, I can't speak to nobody until, oh, don't even talk to me, girl. But then I tell them, I say, you know what? No, I can speak to you because you know what? I got my Jesus because that's the first thing I did. I got my Jesus. So like, Martha and Mary. So my story of this, what I love to worship, when Jesus talk about worship, he want us to give him our worship. We want us to just bless him, show him who he is. He is the great I am. He is God Almighty. He woke me up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he woke me up. Lord, you woke me up this morning. Look, I catch myself sometime in my room like, oh God, Lord. Thank him, dance for him, shake for him. He is God And you will see your life, how spiritual and filled it will be because you're in the presence of God. So I remember, and I love this verse, and it taught me when I was like, you know, getting in the place. I know my mom, yes, she will always like, Miss Leona will always like, pull me to things. All I want to do, I just want to sit back or go help to work. But she saw the potential in me that I can do something. But I was running. But don't mind me running, but my heart was still there that I needed to do something. I love to pray. I have seen God. My chain have been broken because of my prayer. Friends' chains have been broken because of our prayer. Things have happened because of my prayer. For prayer, just praying to God. I love to pray. I can get up midnight hour, I pray. 3 o'clock, I pray. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I pray. People say, how you do that? Hey, it's just the power of God in me. You know, if I love him so much, why can't I do it? I can't even repay him for what all he have done for me. And just to get up from my comfortable bed and go pray to him, is that a hustle? No, it's not. It's not. And so I better not kind of run against my thing I'm saying. Yeah, my throat is dry. Let me just kind of clear it out here. And so so I began to just start. I said, God, it's more to you than what I think. I'm limiting myself. And I want to feel you more. I want to know you more. I'm telling you, when you get into this place of worship of Jesus, it can break. It can break chain. It can heal. Oh, it can make the enemies to come and even say, hey, I am so sorry, I did to beg you and ask for forgiveness. Because worshiping God, God know the reason why he said, I want you to worship me first. Before whatever you do, worship me first. Worship me first. In your praying, even in your fasting, even in your reading of my word, because you can't pray without reading the word of God. That's why people in prayer don't be answered, because you have to pray the word of God. Right. You have to pray the word of God. You can't just say, oh, Lord, I want you. Yeah, well, you know, you have to pray the word of God. But so when God read it, he started dealing with me. And so I said, yes, Lord. So I knew it was something about my Lord Jesus Christ. I know he was greater than anybody. He is the greatest among the greatest. So I knew it and was something. And I began to go in the place of praying. And I knew I was going through a 21 day of fasting. And I began to pour my heart to God. When I said pour it, when nobody in the room, I cried to God. I said, Lord, I'm ready now to worship you. I'm ready now to serve you. But I have to pour the worship for it before I pour the serving. And I say, I'm ready. I say, I have lost. I'm a word behind me now. And I want the cross before me. I want to follow you. Even if nobody join me, I will still follow you. And so, time went after the 21 day of fasting. And I went to church. And my church I go to, they talk about Holy Ghost, but never experience. And I'm telling you, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I began to just move in our church. And I just started praising my God like nobody business. I was praising him until people look at like, they knew it was real, because every person that passed by me when I was in my Holy Ghost move after that, people came to me, men, women, hug me, give me a hug, and the tears were, we have never seen this before. You have filled our soul. And then I went in my car and I said, Lord, yes, you are real. Because what I felt in there, I never felt it before. And from there, I started worshiping God like nothing. I went through my troubles, my trials. But when it comes, I stand in the presence of God. I worship him. When I go to church and no one wants to worship him, I worship him. I get up with my prayer. fasting. I get up until when I pray and when I started this new job. The revelation came that I was going to find a job, the prophecy. And this is my story when I tell you about truth worship in the spirit. And I was at this job. I was at my job. And it was just like, every time I turn around, it's like somebody hitting me. When I talk to someone, I ask questions, a few people. And I work in a doctor office, and few doctors will like laugh with me, talk with me, and some would just come like, I mean, when I say hello, nobody can speak. I mean, I was going in a spiritual battle. And I said, oh, then I have to turn and remind myself. I said, you know, God, he who found this job for me, and he who started this good work will finish it to the date of Jesus Christ. And I said, I'm standing in the power of God. I said, God, you did not bring me on this job to let me quit. But Father God, I don't know where they're coming with. I don't know what they're having going on in their life. But I say a prayer for them that you will touch their hearts. That Lord Jesus, that you will touch their heart. Let the atmosphere in this room turn. Yes, yes, yes. And I began to start praying it in my heart. I'm in a room with them, with the doctor, with my doctor. And all I can turn to the wall and the tears coming down from my eyes. And I said, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I know you can change this atmosphere. And when I began to pray and worship God, I'm telling you, in less than 10 minutes, the whole atmosphere has turned. Has turned. And you know what happened? The doctor, Lord, everything, how are you today? Never asked me. And I say, I am blessed. I'm not afraid to tell people I am blessed. If you don't understand what blessed is, if you're not blessed, then I don't know. Then you got to ask yourself. But God has shown me the revelation. That revelation, I should worship him first. That's all he wants, to worship. Then I can go to work. Because that work will never last long. They can fire me from my job. But once you in the presence of God first, somebody will go first before you go. Because why? You have worshiped your God. You have given him your all first. Now you're going to work. So even when we're in the church, so that's why sometimes we burn out. People come to me, this doctor, he's just screaming at me. I said, girl, wipe your face. It's okay. I said, that's how he is. He'll be all right. Look, I said, it would be all right. And she said, but of course, she have not. And I said, do you pray? Oh, no, not really. I said, then you need to start praying. You need to start praying. And she said, oh, yeah, you like to pray, Albertine, how you do it? But you say you get up 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, yes. I said, because I have to time myself. Okay? If God first, then I'm supposed to start work, get to work at 6:15. So I have to get in the bathroom 5 o'clock. So now if I want my God first, then I'm going to add another 10 minutes or an hour to give him my all. Because I know when I give him my all, I know he will give me the best. He will give me the best. Because you see, the song say, with God, all things are possible. You know, all things are possible. Even the scripture say, with God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I went to this job, I didn't even know. I have idea. I didn't have experience in what I was doing. I didn't. But it was training. And sometimes it's rough. But I said, Lord, I know I can do all things through you. But so like Martha. So I come back to Martha. So Martha was troubled. How many women of us not troubled? When we're not doing what God tells us to do, we want to do our own thing. Then we get frustrated. We're driving. We're getting up early. So late. Don't even have time to give to God. And we get in our car, not even praising him, not even worshiping him. But we just start speeding and going to work. Nothing. And then everything somebody said, the God in us had come out. Because Sunday morning had already gone. We are already standing there and say, oh, Jesus, Jesus. But then when Monday comes, Tuesday comes, Wednesday comes, Thursday comes, Friday comes, we are all different people. So God is calling us women. And I'm speaking to you because I know my testimony. I know my walk of life. A child from Africa coming in here, coming in America. English, okay, we speak English there, but it's broken, and you can tell now. But it was hard for me to maneuver with the American ways. It was hard. Because I'm coming from back when we used to, if we don't speak to somebody, the older person, we don't speak, they would pull us and say, did I sleep with you today, tonight, last night? So I'm always that bubbly person. Huh? Good morning. How are you? What's good about this morning, Arati? I said, okay. You want to know what's good about this morning? You woke up this morning. You're breathing. You went in the shower. You didn't even know how that water came. But you took a shower. And you got in your car and you drove 435 and you came to work. Okay, Albertine, that's enough of it. I said, that's what is the good morning. You know, that's the good morning. So I just want ladies, as I open my heart to you, and I know you have heard about Martha's story, but I just want you to get that revelation where Jesus is talking about. Because you see, when we worship him, oh my God, she will start falling. The old, even when you get in the wilderness, don't feel sorry and say, oh my, it happening again. Begin to praise him. Begin to worship God. He wants our worship. He wants us to worship in the spirit and in the truth. To worship him, even worship him like nobody, even when somebody's standing there don't even care of what they will say. I worship God. Oh, when I'm in my church, I worship him. And when I saw him, I knew it was you, Albertine, because I know when you here, because I give my praise to God. And I don't do it on Sunday morning. I don't do it on Sunday morning. I do it all day long. And I do it 7 days a week. And every minute, every second. And so your worship, that's what God wants. He wants our worship. He wants us to get into his word. He wants us to be close and connected, because that's the passion God wants for us. And when you begin to worship God, trust me, that hard-headed kiss of yours, things will start changing. That hard-headed grandkiss, things, the atmosphere will start changing. But worship him. The way how he wants us to worship him. Pray. The Bible say, first in Thessalonians 5:17 say, pray with all ceasing. The book of Joshua, when God will allow him to and lead the people in the promised land, he said, take this book. Read it. Meditate on it day and night. Because I don't want it to depart from you. Because he knows when it depart from him, what's going to happen. So that's why it's always worship God. Because he said there were a lot of people in the church do not know how to worship me. Do not know how to worship me. They open their lips, but their heart is far away from me. He said that's what they are. Sometimes we need to say, Lord, if the distraction is in our life, we say, Lord, I'm going in your house. Oh, see, open my mouth. And let my mouth, just open my lips. Even if I'm going through it, open my lips that I may praise you. Let my mouth become to praise you. He wants us to give his praise. Lift your hand in adoration. Tell him who he is. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to tell him who you are, who Lord you are. You are the great God. You are the great healer. If we in pain when we cry and scream, oh Lord, pain, I can't bear it no more. Use that voice and say, Lord, you woke me up this morning. Oh, I woke up. I feel a little pain, but I'm going to still praise you because I got a breath. There were so many people like me did not wake up this morning. But because of your grace and your mercy, I will worship you. That's why what ladies in the church, we have to do. Don't be so mad and pass by your friend. Maybe your friend is in a desperate need, but you're so mad at the world or you're so distracted, you can't even see who you can talk to or pray for. Because we're so distracted, because we have not given our day. We make excuses. Oh, the kids slept all. Oh. The children have to pay and take the sucker. You don't have to get up early. If you got all the agenda on your list and you look on it and Jesus is not on there, honey, you're not going to have a good day. You and your child. So I just here to let you know that worship before work. Because you see, if you work and you don't put God first, your work will be in vain. It will be in vain. I don't care what you do, it will be in vain. So as a servant, and when you work, then you serve God. And when you serve him, you serve him with a good heart. Because you don't have to complain the matter. You see, if even your sister is sitting over there on her phone and you're doing the work, do it, because you're doing it for the glory of God. Because God sees your heart. So because you know that you have put yourself in the presence of him, so you're going to do his work. And no problem, because you already have put him first. And then you serve. Then you will have the God spirit and the God-given heart to serve others. So I just have to encourage you today. I don't know what you may be going through that distracting you from your worship. Because, you know, nowadays there's so much. Some people, the first thing they get up, where's my phone? They pick it up, look on Facebook, look on Instagram, Snapchat, before they can even say, thank you, Lord. When I get in a bed, you know, old age now, when you're getting old, you know, you can't just turn like 10 in a way. So when I'm trying to get out of bed, you know, my legs kind of help me a little bit. I'm going like, as soon as I roll, I said, my eyes open. I said, thank you, Lord, before I can go in my prayer room to give God his day. Just give him. Start over 10 minutes. And then it will start, when you start getting in that place and pressing, it start going, and you don't even want to stop. So I don't know what your distraction today. I don't know what you're going through, but let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Ask the Holy Spirit. You see, I tell people, and this is the truth, and this is the revelation, when you read God's word, that if you don't ask, the Holy Spirit is in us, but it's active in us. You see, it has to be active in us. So you have to ask God for his Holy Spirit to be active. Because you see, we're all walking because we get mad because the Holy Spirit is not active in us. We think it is, but it's not. When you start acting ugly, then you know it's not in you. So you have to turn around and say, Lord, please, I need your Holy Spirit. Let it live in you. Let it be active in you. So, I don't know what you may be going through. Before, as I close this time, I want you to think about this. Think about Martha. Think about the verse 5 and 42. One thing that was necessary that Mary did was to sit at Jesus' feet. And it will never be taken away. Think about that. When it's time to worship God, before, when you forget, think about that. Luke 10, 42. One thing that is necessary. So I just want to bless you today. I just want to thank you for inviting me, for allowing me to kind of stand in you and minister to you. I'm not a minister, but I just love God. I just have the heart for God. And you know what? I've been going through my own, but because of his love, men have failed me. My friends, my family have failed me, but one person having failed me is God. And I can tell you my testimony. I can tell you, I have come from a country that was fighting war. I was in that war, and the good old Lord, gunshots were going everywhere. But I began to declare Psalm 91 in my life. And when I declare Psalm 91, the Lord took me from that war. People were hungry. Ladies were hungry. We couldn't eat. But we so we were running. Wherever you can pick in your hands, that's it. You go on. If you can't pick anything, you just got your life. Run. And so he took me from that war. And mind you, I had my visa, my papers, everything ready to come in America. But you see, when God ready to do something, he let you go through the storm, because he bring you through that brokenness so you can know who he is. And so I had everything, but it was a delay. Why was it a delay? My dad did not send my ticket on time. But did I get mad at my dad? But then later on, after a month, he came to show me something about war. And if he can take me there, he can take me anywhere. He can take me from there. And I went all, and I finally, like, my visa, everything expired. I went, got it, and came in this America. And I made the promise to God. I said, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Because you took me from that war. And when I came back in the city, when I heard how many my friends had died, was ripped, I give God a praise. And when I came in this America, and I began to slide. But God reminded me of his promise. You promised me, girl. You promised me, my daughter. So when you promise, and when I was high-headed, then God put me to that place. And I said, God, I'm ready to serve you. No matter where it takes, I'm ready to serve you. And so I'm here today to encourage you. And I know you beautiful ladies, I know you love the Lord. I know you worship him and everything. So I just want to encourage you. If you need any prayer of anything, I will pray. My mouth is so dry. I'm so sorry. I love to pray, y'all. I love to pray. I love to pray. I love to believe. God is a miracle working God. He is a way maker. Way maker, promise keeper, light of the darkness. My God is, that is who he is. Oh, miracle worker. I don't sing though, but I can sing. So, always believe and trust that God is a miracle working God. Because you see, when I take my anointing oil and when I ready to apply on my soul, I say, God, and I know you are. Sometimes maybe I could. Myself down. So let God be your miracle working God today. I don't know what you come up with today, but we can trust God that with all things can be possible in him. So as I finish closing, remember Martha's story. Worship God. Serve him. You worship and then you serve him. Dance for him. Shout for him. Because when you think of the goodness of him. So, I open this time to say, miracle worker, promise keeper, light of the darkness. So, if you need prayer, you just come right up and we'll pray for you.